Okay, here we are in Piazza Angelio, late November evening.
October, maybe.
October, October, November, yeah. But it feels like August. It's very strange. It's warm. Very, very strange weather. Tell me your name, please, and tell me what it is you're asking. What is it you're here for this afternoon, this evening?
My name is Douglas McKenzie. I'm only passing a message on behalf of my daughter, Sarah McKenzie, who's a presenter and actress. And she's currently performing social awareness plays in the UK, has done the same in LA, and will be in Belize doing the same. Through the writer of these plays, Larry Heimgarten, who has about 12 to 20 plays that he maintains can make a difference to students from about 15 years old upwards. Most of the plays run for about half an hour. They prefer intimate groups, maybe 20 or so, and then there's a Q&A afterwards. And the idea is to try and make people aware of some of the challenges that they may meet and confront as a young person.
So, this is done in the English language?
It's written in the English language because Larry is American, but some of his plays, like So the One Are You Positive, have been performed throughout the world and translated into different languages. In Africa, for example, they took a group of kids. He's got a link between LA and a school in Cornwall. They take them over, they perform the play. If they were interested, it's then translated, and then local actors and actresses take over and hopefully make a change within that community.
So, we're talking about community theatre.
Yes.
And we're trying to see whether or not it's a community theatre that could come here to this area, because you're not just talking about Barga.
No.
As we were talking earlier, you're talking about the whole Valle di Circidantos, Luca, Castelnuovo.
There should be no boundaries. Nobody should be exclusive to these things. In the UK, they will be performing this in the North London schools, but they did a mini tour, and there seems to be a desire for it to be performed in Wales and Manchester, possibly in Scotland as well. So it's wherever people want it to go.
So how would we get it to here? What are we talking about? We're talking about a theatre group coming over. How many is in the theatre group?
I think, dependent on which plane, you'd need to speak to Larry about that. But if we took Are You Positive, you'd probably need a maximum of five people coming over. Ideally, you could maybe use it as a double edge for a class that's relatively understanding the English language, so they could use that as a case study for there. But I would say five people. Schedule-wise, I couldn't answer. It'd be well into 2014. He would communicate in advance, so they would come over. It travels cheaply. You're really just the person themselves. And if Larry is there, he's not always there, but when he goes to new countries, he says, I'm only 10 hours away or whatever. He would come here, speak to anybody that wants things, make changes. In the UK, he had to change a lot of things to tie in with UK statistics before they were happy to let it in. It's taken 6 months before they were ready to roll it out in the schools.
Many. Okay, so let's see who we can talk with here to raise some kind of funding to bring over community theatre. Where are they based? Because your daughter's actually working in London, isn't she?
She's based in North London, yeah. She's based in North London. Larry's based in LA, but he's in the UK. I couldn't even tell you many times. He's just always hopping back and forward. Whenever we need him, he comes over, and sometimes his wife comes because she works with us throughout the world as well.
Okay, thanks very much for talking with us. Let's see if it's possible. See if we can get this into gear, into movement, into action.
Good.